Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I've been seven.
Why are you the same band?
Only one of those bands would ever consider having a black person in it, though, and it's not Avenged Sevenfold.
I'll be there in 2 seconds.
I know, but I'm just saying. But Avenged Sevenfold wouldn't even have a black former member.
They would have somebody and then just fire them after a day.
Oh, yeah, the... Oh, how am I going to write music industry is
Jewish. It's so good. Oh, really? I was editing it and I was cracking up. I'm anti-Semitic. I work in music. The whole industry's run by Jews. How can I be anti-Semitic? Yeah, it's all you, man.
And as I said on that episode, anyone would be anti-Semitic if they had to spend that much time with Jews.
Yeah, right. It's like, no, I'm not anti-Semitic, I'm anti-Gene Simmons Semitic.
Just the Jews that I personally know,
because
they're horrible.
I'm dating a Jewish woman. Her name is Rachel Brownstein.
Yeah.
I was thinking that.
That would be a weird supergroup.
Or Portland, yeah, if you will. So you guys don't want chewing in the mic, right? Is that, I forgot how you guys do it.
Yeah,
chewing in the mic or not chewing? Okay. Right. Now I remember. I think there's one more if you want it.
Yes.
It's not chicken ring, but it's all yours.
No, you like candy, you don't
mind.
Mommy,
you
oh, yeah. I knew you guys would appreciate White Castle.
Glad to.
Oh, and the cheese, too.
There's a cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's really good.
Jack, Jack, that's me and the butter.
Oh, wait.
White Castle.
Everyone's chewing.
Yeah.
Get it out now.
I'm ready.
The All Chewing Podcast.
We should just start like that.
Mm-hmm.
Can we? Like, everyone grab...
Well, no, we got to do a live read.
Okay, do the live read, then.
Yeah, once when we after the intro.
Let me see the levels first. Do the live read, then you take Bland, right?
Yeah.
And then each one of us puts a cold cut in our mouth. And when I
okay, I need some Coke. Pass me some salami. The levels are good, I think.
No, the levels are too high. That's right. Check. 1, 2, 3. Da da da. Rob talks like this.
Oh yeah, the pork.
That's not very. That's not how Rob talks.
The push.
You don't know Dan.
All right.
No.
Okay. Good. We're all good.
This week's Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by legendary metal powerhouse Down. They're back with their new EP, Down 4 Part 2. It's the next chapter for the group. And in the band now, of course, legendary vocalist Phil Anselmo, guitarist Pepper Keenan, drummer Jimmy Bauer, bassist Pat Bruders, and new guitarist Bobby Landgraf. You got to pick up their new album. It's packed with their signature gargantuan riffs and some swampy blues leads, crashing drums, and hypnotic howls. I'm digging the new EP. Noah and I just saw Down last week, and it was awesome. Make sure to pick up this 36-minute collection, which features their new single, We Knew Him Well, Down 4 Part 2, available online and in stores.
Hello, I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. We have the guitarist from Killswitch Engage on the show today. My cousin is a Killswitch. That bastard didn't even tell me he was Engage. Well, now he's not invited to the family reunion. Here's the show.
We have welcome
new trophy time.
We're chewing a lot of cold cuts.
Russian meats.
Want to catch you up on the pre-show, on the unaired pre-show. Yeah. By the way, we have Dan Ozzie sitting in here, noisy editor Dan Ozzie.
Dan Ozzie. Hey. Great Dan Ozzie.
Dan Ozzie was kind enough.
Rob just spit food up on his keyboard.
Kind enough to bring us some White Castle burgers and chicken burgers, Rob. Chicken ring burger.
And if White Castle wants to send me some gift cards, hey.
We want to be sponsored by White Castle. We love White Castle. It's the only fast food I'm willing to stuff in my face. Well, not, I mean, I'll stuff any, but willingly I'll be like, oh, I want to go to White Castle today. Whereas like, oh, our only option is Wendy's. Okay, let's do that. But anyway, White Castle, please sponsor us. Please sponsor Dan.
Also, thanks to Darren for bringing us Russian cold cuts and cheese.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's just a lot of food on this table.
Yeah. I just stuffed a lot of bujanina in my mouth. I'll just say that
much. Drop.
Just another ordinary day for Rob.
Just another Sunday, really.
If you live anywhere near some place that has bujanina, try it. It's fucking great.
If you live like where there's like a Russian neighborhood or a Polish neighborhood, you got to get some. It's basically roast pork.
Mm-hmm. Spell it.
R-O-A-S-T.
No, you son of a bitch.
Would you like to feel this, Rob?
I don't know. It's like B-O-U-J. I don't know how to spell it in Russian.
B-O-U-J-A-N-I-N-A, I would say.
Something like that. But the way it's spiced is so good.
The
like
dogs
pepper.
Are all around me because they want the food. They feel like I'm the least reliable eater.
You smell like meat.
Well, they know you the least, so they're like, we can convince them.
Yeah.
we can take them down.
Dogs who hang around me for food are in for some serious disappointment because I'll eat off the floor. I don't care.
You do have some bologna in your pocket, though.
That's completely unrelated. Yeah. Just for good. That's my good luck bologna.
The bologna in your pocket? You happy to see me over there.
We want to mention we're going to have the great Adam D., guitarist of Killswitch Engage, calling in a few minutes if you want to call in and ask Adam a question.
Do we know what the D stands for?
Yeah, it's his last name.
Duritz?
It's like...
Durinsky.
Durinsky.
Yeah, I think he's the guy from
Adam.
Huh?
He's the guy from Counting Crows.
No, that's not it.
So, Rob, since you arranged that interview, you're giving us the D, basically.
He's going to give... Adam's going to give us the D.
Oh, okay.
It's short for Dutkowitz. Hmm.
All right, I understand now why he would go by Adam.
That kind of ruins the mystique. You should leave it with D, I think.
It's so cold in the Dutkowitz. How the fuck are we supposed to keep peace?
I could smell the garlic and pepper off my breath now.
I usually could smell the garlic and pepper
off
your breath.
Can you smell
it? It's typical Rob garlic breath.
Oh, okay.
It's a little more pepper than usual.
Yeah, 646-929-1357. That's the number to call. We want some silly questions for Adam. We want this to be a fun live cast type interview.
What if it's not? That's a lot of pressure.
Well, it'll be upsetting.
What if
me,
a bunch of people
personally.
Just want to be like, hey, remember that show you played and I was in the third row?
Oh, so you mean like typical caller questions that we get?
What are your influences?
I'll try to call screen.
Let's make it real serious. Let's ask him about what he thought about that 6-page Tim Wembe's interview.
Oh, my! It was so long, but I could not stop reading it. I read every word of it because I was like, this guy is a complete psychopath.
It was a lot of workout talk. Like, it was like 3 pages of workout talk.
By the time it got to the hitman part, that was like the fifth page.
No, I know. I gave up after 4 parts.
Oh, no. I read it all because I was like,
You need some workout tips.
Well, yeah. I want to know how to get swole.
Yeah, I would like some non-homicidal workout tips. Like, I would like my workout short of...
If you want to get really cut, you need me to be homicidal.
I think for me particularly, like, this story is so intriguing to me because I covered it. I'll say it. I reported on it from the very beginning. So I know the entire story from an outside perspective, from, like, the prosecution's point of view, from the like, undercover cop's point of view. And I'm always just like, what the fuck was this guy thinking? And... finally, he lets it all out, and what he was thinking is he's a passive-aggressive sociopath. That's the takeaway from it. And
how come you didn't get the interview?
Who's roided out?
Oh, but even still, like, even if he was roided out, that's like, that in itself is not an excuse because he chose to take the roids.
Sure.
Like, nobody forced steroids in his body.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you see everything he says in that interview. You can see him. You almost feel the wheels turning as he's rationalizing each and every single
yeah.
thing.
That was the interesting thing is that, like, the way he was describing meeting the hitman. By the way, Tim Lambesis was sentenced to 6 years in prison.
Which, by the way, do you think that's long enough?
I think that's a fair enough time for solicitation of murder. That's
no one actually died.
No one actually died, and yeah, like
somebody would have died though had it not been stopped. So, do you get the final outcome of it? Or?
Well, one thing that he mentioned, which was an interesting point of view, is that he was like he kept trying to use the entrapment excuse, and in a sense, he was the way he describes it. I could see how he feels he was entrapped because his steroid dealer put the thought in his head, like, hey, you got to get a hitman to kill your wife. He's like, yeah.
I like how that's also how he got on steroids. It's like, bro, you plateaued. You need something to help you out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's how
also,
it started.
Also, you need
like,
somebody to kill your wife.
Yeah.
I'm a little skeptical that actually, because those are very convenient.
Right, yeah. No, of course. I love how he's like, yeah, I was just trying in the gym. And he's like, bro, I see you're trying to get to the next level.
Yeah.
You're not going to get there with workouts or protein shakes, bro. You got to get some roids.
I could buy that, but I don't get like... hey, you want someone to kill your wife? What do you say?
Yeah.
I know
so
a guy.
You're already taking the steroids. I cut you a discount at the murder.
Yeah.
Why not just get on this?
The twofer.
Yeah.
Twofer.
There's like,
hey,
what do you mean? I want my wife to. The most fucked up thing is him explaining how him and his wife like fell out of favor with each other. How he was
what
just like, oh, I started going to the gym, and then my
Which,
wife.
By the way. People go to the gym every day without committing murder.
Yeah, exactly. There are plenty of people that work on their bodies that aren't murderers.
Just to be clear,
I've never gone to the gym for this very reason. Yeah. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what I'm capable
slope.
Of. Yeah.
It's a gateway drug.
Better sloppy than sorry.
Yeah.
It's really not that many that people that go to the gym that haven't murdered someone.
Wait, Rob goes to the gym now quite frequently.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Rob, has someone approached you at the gym trying to sell you steroids?
I am nowhere near like the build that Tim Lambesis is where someone's like, bro, you're trying to get to the next level, bro.
All I'm going
to
say is we haven't heard from Frank Godlaw on the show in a long time. I don't know what
he's around. He's posting on Instagram.
I saw
he's alive.
This week.
Okay.
Rob would have the good sense to use a better hitman, a legitimate hitman. Yeah. Not a fake.
And also, I would never fall into the trap of saying, just so you know, I want her dead.
Oh, is that what happened?
That's in the hitman's testimony, but he didn't, the way he presented it, he was just like, yeah, the guy came up to me, he's like, so I want you to be really clear with what you want. I don't want you to just, me to go beat her up. And he's like, yeah, dude, I want her dead. and he was like, at the time, I was like, is this guy an idiot? But really, it was me who was the idiot.
But by dead, what do you mean?
When you say dead.
I want her to not be breathing air or having thoughts anymore.
I want you to stab her.
What did you say? Not breathing air. I want her under the ground.
So he was saying he was insecure about his body, so he started going to the gym and focusing on that. And his wife would get mad because when he wasn't on tour, he should be home with the kids, whereas he would use any...
I mean, how many hours was he spending at the gym?
Right.
Well,
like that, 6 hours?
He said he would go every day, basically.
But if you go for an hour,
yeah.
You have the rest of the day to play with your kids.
Yeah. And then there's to and from the gym, probably.
Also, hold
hour.
On. Let's say this, too. Parents go to the gym every day, too. There are parents that can go to the gym every day.
Well, I'm sure there was this is all from his point of view, so I'm sure he was just being a dick to his wife. He was just, when you're on the road all the time, everyone treats you like a rock star, and you come home and you're not treated like a rock star, you're kind of like, well, who the fuck is this person, right?
Sure.
Especially if you're on testosterone rage.
Right.
And
you're a narcissist.
So then he was saying that his testosterone levels were leading him to, like, start... looking into atheism and reading all these books by it's steroids that caused his disinterest in God. And then he basically rationalized cheating on his wife through atheism.
Right.
Because he said, well, you know, well, what is this stupid piece of paper that the government gives us? Like, that doesn't mean anything.
Oh,
I could...
God. He's so stupid.
You see, Steve Harvey had said that that's what's going to happen if you was an atheist.
Here we go. Here's the quote. Well, okay. Marriage isn't a real thing because Christianity isn't real.
Right.
God isn't real. Therefore, right. Marriage is just a stupid piece of paper with the government.
What? Well, how does that follow from one?
So
from
naturally,
the other?
You should kill
so you should yeah, kill yeah. your wife. And then he was just saying that he just got super into himself with. Oh, and the fucked up thing, too, is then he was pressed about not being Christian. And he's like, what about when, you know, your fans would come up to you and ask to pray with you, which
oh my
just God. That, like, I had to take a step back and be like, this is a thing that happens?
Like as a, well, when you're in that band,
as someone,
yes.
yeah, who's
you
never
ask Adam D if he would pray with us.
We have to.
We should ask every guest podcast.
From
after,
now on.
After we eat White Castle,
we say grace.
Before we started with the fart jokes, is when we like to pray. So if you would
we'll
please
say grace.
So
what was fucked up about that line of questioning is he outed everyone in his band as no longer being Christian. He's like, oh, none of us are Christian. It wasn't a big deal. Like we just stopped talking about it. We like our music was just about empowerment.
The platform of our band was bullshit. It doesn't
yeah.
matter. Whatever.
So then he's like, what would you do when kids would come up to you and pray with you? We would just let them pray. Or he just said, I would just let them pray and just say amen at the end. And then he was like, well, what if they asked you to say a prayer? And he'd be like, yeah, I just say something like, oh, I don't like to pray out loud. I just like doing it back on the bus and just some bullshit thing. He was like, oh, it was cowardly, but I didn't really want to get into a whole atheism debate with people that are giving me money.
Yeah.
He didn't say it like that, but he's like,
I mean,
with my fans.
In reasonable? A way, I give him credit because he managed to make that sweet Christianity money, that Christian rock money, without having to do any of that Christian shit.
Right.
Yeah. So in a way, like, good for him.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And then he wanted to spend the money to have his wife yeah. killed. So.
For $1,000, that still gets me. That he
that was how much?
No, 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 no. That would like that was a deposit. That was like,
yeah.
we'll get to. I want to find that in the thing. But he was just like, oh, you know, I didn't think this was it. I thought he was just going to do research and scope out
research.
My wife. I didn't like necessarily want to kill.
Do
I just wanted
a couple of trial murders.
I wanted to see where this went. That's what he said.
$1,000 now. Another $75 when she's dead.
But, also, he throws his like band under the bus about the cheating. He was like, they were all pretty aware of what was going on, but none of them called me out on it. Looking back, I wish they had been like, yo, dude, is this really how you want your life to unfold? I understand it was awkward. We know he's cheating on his wife.
But
we
he's not taking responsibility for his actions.
It's his band's fault
oh,
for not stopping him.
Oh, my God. He really is a sociopath.
So what's he going to do when he gets out in 6 years?
He said he was going to write music. He was going to do solo stuff.
That tour's going to be huge. You'll be covering
he's
going to
find Christianity again and then write music. Mm. So.
Well, he already found Christianity. Like, in the,
it'll be the less interesting Burzum.
In the narrative of his life.
That's all.
Okay, I want to find the part where he talks about meeting the guy.
You have such agita from that meat already. You're like,
yeah,
oh.
I do.
I stuffed a lot of that meat in my face.
I've made sure not to talk during that because I want to make sure the top is clean.
So he goes, so I get back from Asia at night on May 6th. I'm woken up by a phone call from Brett. It was probably only 10 or 11, but with jet lag, I was still asleep. He's like, remember that guy, Red, I was telling you about? He's in town. He's going to leave soon. You have to meet with him today. Guy calls me and says he's ready and goes, we're not going to talk about anything until we meet in person, but I need you to bring me these things in order for it to happen. He specifically says, I need you to bring me pictures, an address, and $1,000 for expenses. So I'm thinking, he's going to do some research. We're not committing a crime now. It's just research.
Research on how to commit a crime, you
how to
fuck
your wife.
You fucking asshole.
I'm thinking at this point we're still doing research. He asked me for money.
I'm sorry, and hold on. What was like the, what part of the research would have made him been like, oh no, that doesn't sound for me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna no. You're gonna murder her? Oh no.
What research could he possibly be doing?
Oh, I didn't know she was pretty.
I can't kill her. She's too pretty. And he goes, I'm thinking at this point we're still doing research. And he
like they're in. I just imagine them in labs with like little test tubes. Like, okay, we've done our research.
There's like different ways you could kill a person. Like, did you know you could shoot them? There's also knives. We could get a knife. We could drown
sorry.
Her.
Go ahead, Rob.
Guy builds a volcano. This lava indicates I should kill her on a Tuesday.
They were making dioramas. It was like a science fair.
So he goes.
They have like the grassy knolls.
He's like, I'm trying to be, he's like, I don't want to go to a job where I thought I was just supposed to beat somebody up and I was really supposed to do something else. I need you to be really specific. And then Tim goes, man, I just want her gone. I wanted to make the hurt stop. That's what I was focused on. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's like a big bear defending its cubs. Whatever I have to do, you know what I mean? It's not in my nature to be growly and gnashing my teeth. I'm a pretty calm guy. I'm kind of passively saying I want her gone. It's just too much for me to handle. I don't know how to handle any of it.
Man.
He keeps pushing, I want you to specifically say exactly what you want. And I'm thinking, is this dude stupid? Obviously, I'm the one who's stupid. But in my mind at the time, I'm thinking, man, I'm making it pretty clear here. He says, just to be clear, you want your wife dead? So right before I leave, I walk over to him and say, yeah, just so you understand, I don't know why I didn't realize, blah, blah, blah. And then he asked me if I brought the stuff. And we go to the car, and I hand him everything in the envelope. I kick my car into reverse, look over my shoulder, turn around, kick the car into drive, and as soon as I turn my head back, there's a gun to my head. And he said, so what's crazy is, like, when he gets arrested and in the cop car, all these things like, hey, how long until we get to the station? And I'm 6'3". I don't fit in little grooves where your head's supposed to go. My knees are hurting. So I'm thinking, man, 20 minutes is a long time to be sitting like this. This is what he's thinking when he's just arrested after trying to get his wife murdered. And then the interviewer, Ryan Downey, who did a great job asking everything, like every step of the way of the story, he asked him about.
I got to say, I joke about alternative press a lot because they're ridiculous, but this was actually pretty thorough.
He went through every part of the story.
I don't know if you saw that, like, Ronnie Radke one when he –
yeah.
Like, but they were like – you know, like, oh, when you hit that fan and he had to get stitches, did you feel bad? And he was like, I felt bad. And they were like, okay, next question. like, why not follow up with
guy.
Me? Did you call him? Like, see if he's okay?
And then, like, he kept talking about his band. He's like, I don't understand how none of them couldn't even reach out and talk to me. I thought we were friends. It's like, you ruined their careers.
Yeah, by murder.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, if this is a band that was good? like how much people would care if it was a good band?
People did care. They're a really big band.
But, like, imagine the level that people would care if this is a band that actually mattered.
People, they matter. They definitely matter. So it was truly an incredible read and how sociopathic he was. Mm. And at one point, the interviewer, Ryan, asks him, like, oh, how come you didn't, like, tell people, like, when you were released and, like, you were free, why didn't you tell people to lay off Megan, his wife? Because people were posting all of those, like,
because I don't like her and I wanted to kill her.
He's like, to answer your question, as far as I knew, she wasn't hiding or scared for her life. A mutual friend of ours was walking down the beach on Memorial Day weekend, and he saw her on the beach, right in front of her house on the busiest beach day of the year. She clearly wasn't hiding.
She wanted to be murdered.
Everyone online to say really fucked up things about her because she went to the beach with her fucking kids on Memorial Day.
Busiest beach day.
What a piece of shit. What a giant piece of shit. Like, just the worst.
Are you going to have him do like a tour diary type thing of his time in jail? Like a weekly blog?
By the way, here's another thing that I wrote about this week, which you guys wouldn't have to concern yourself with in the metal injection. But did you happen to see what happened to Clay Aiken last week?
No.
Okay, so you may be, if you don't follow Clay Aiken, as I don't know, maybe you guys do, he has been running for Congress in North Carolina. He's also doing quite well there. He was running against a 71-year-old man, and they were in a race that was 400 votes close. They were, like, determining it. And the gentleman he was running against mysteriously died.
Wow.
He fell down, like, a flight of stairs, right?
He suffered, quote, some kind of fall.
Yeah.
So can we just say out loud that Clay Aiken, like, definitely murdered this guy?
He
100% murdered this guy.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Where was Randy Blythe?
Yeah. But it's funny because, like, if now that the guy is dead, like, it doesn't necessarily make Clay Aiken the winner. Like, if he has, like, fewer votes, some committee decides it. Mm-hmm. But still, like, that's a weird. I wouldn't fuck with Clay Aiken after this. I'm just saying. Like, Ruben Studdard better, like, get a bulletproof vest and, like, I don't know.
Well, he came in second at American Idol. He was like, never again.
Never again.
I'm only winning from now on.
Whatever, by any means necessary.
Push that old bastard down the stairs.
So that's what happened to Clay Aiken this week, in case you guys were wondering.
Don't get the Lambesis guy. He's terrible. He was a plant.
Is that your southern accent or your
gay southern?
Southern gay.
Appliant.
Well, he kind of talks just like everything's just great. Like, he talks like the guy in the, like, Seth Galifianakis' character in the election.
Seth Galifianakis.
Yeah, he talks like Seth Galifianakis. Yeah. I was listening to NPR or whatever. That sounds like junk to me. I don't know.
He just listened to the Fugees.
Did he like it? He loved it.
Can we just play the rest of the album right now instead of doing the show? It's so good. Oh.
I was telling somebody last night about the angry Jewish man about that you guys just
Douglas
love.
Levison?
Because she had never heard of it. And that's just wonderful. I want to give him his own show. If that man is listening, hit me up. I will give you your own video show.
Well, we did find out his backstory.
Yeah. Oh, really?
His name is Douglas Levison.
Mm-hmm. Who are you?
What's the name of the production company? Like Flower Power or something, like some hippie-ish name. He's like in some PR.
He's involved in music, yeah.
Or he says, you know what made me think of it? Was because I was on the, I was walking down Astor
Flower Power Creative.
I was walking past Astor Place yesterday, and I passed by this guy. He was just playing really shitty guitar on the corner. And some guy walked by, and he goes, why don't you try another key? And he kept walking, and I was like, oh, man, that's like that guy. She'd never heard of it, and I got to tell her the story about this guy.
You're flat. You can't even carry a fucking note.
It never gets
that
old.
Guy. Like someone on YouTube found that guy's phone number and called him and like, talked to him about.
God bless the internet.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I guess it was 60 Minutes or somebody Diane Sawyer did an interview with Clay Aiken.
Okay.
And she does her little intro piece to the interview, and it's like she's talking about hate mail that he's received for being gay or
is this like recently during the campaign or
this is years ago. When he was like a big pop star. But she's talking about all the hate mail, and she starts reading examples, but she just rattles off a list of things that people have called him.
Oh, God.
She's like, queer bitch, fruity McGay.
What do you say to that?
Damn.
Yeah, okay. Cool, yeah.
It wasn't even him, like her reading it to him. It was just her intro to the interview, but it's just a long list of fag, queer bitch, in her Diane Sawyer voice, you know.
That's amazing.
Fruity McGay.
She did not say that.
Yes, she did. She absolutely did. Let me find it. I actually have it right here. Hold on.
Rob, you need to stop emailing Clay Aiken.
What?
Clay Aiken, the surprise musical superstar, who inside is still just a total fag from Raleigh, North Carolina, hearing his song on the radio for the first time.
This is someone making fun of me.
I've never
heard someone took clips of things she actually said and made her insult him.
Aiken, the surprise musical superstar, who inside is still just a total fag from Raleigh, North Carolina, hearing his song on the radio for the first time.
Oh, it's me! I've never heard this song on the radio before.
You'll remember, he was a queer bitch when he and his goony hair auditioned for American Idol.
You've never said the F word?
That's probably not true. Oh. I probably have said it. I don't say it.
I'm hearing people at home saying, total fag.
Take time to tell me.
It's really weird.
By the time it was over, he was what you might call Fruity McGay.
Wow.
And what people say is,
all Southern people are gay.
I have some very effeminate qualities, you know. I try to make sure I'm a sperm donor.
No.
Just the murdering of a man.
Yeah,
but the man that he murdered was Republican, I think, right?
No. It was a Democratic primary.
Oh.
They were trying to be the Democratic candidate.
Wow.
Well, in that case.
Same team.
That's
murder's terrible.
Just rubbed him out. I think the Republican candidate should watch his bag, though.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Good.
Fruity McGee.
You know what's really funny? It's like my little sister is the probably only person in the world who... Like in school, just obsessed with Quake, and like obsessed.
Really?
Yeah.
One day he's gonna marry me.
Yeah, and then like I guess you know she was an adult when he came out, and she was like, man, I guess that makes sense.
She learned her life.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of guy that young girls, like a 12-year-old girl, would want to be with.
He's
just nice,
like, is very inoffensive, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe that's his appeal.
Yeah.
They don't feel threatened.
Yeah. He seems like a nice guy, except for the murder.
One guy that definitely feels threatening. Is our guest at this time.
What?
The great Adam D. of Killswitch Engage.
The
what
D.
a segue, Adam. Thank you for joining us on the Metal Injection Livecast. You're on the air.
Oh, Jesus. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great.
I want to remind everyone.
Oh, there's a wicked delay, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, we're not feeling it. It's just on your end. It's all right.
We'll talk slow.
This will be the most confusing interview ever.
Yeah, we want to remind everyone that you can call
in. Sure will.
Adam, a question.
Last thing I want to do is hear my own voice talking back to me. Oh, my God. Like a nightmare.
Oh.
The number to dial, 646-929-1357. Adam, I think your voice is heavenly.
Ooh. You are a very confused man, aren't you?
You guys are on the road. You're playing some shows, right? Are you playing, like, these Monster Energy festivals that have been happening?
No, none of that. None of those monsters or energies or nothing like that. No. We're doing like the radio festivals, scattered all over the Midwest and whatnot, and then doing our own fill-in shows here and there. Keeping busy, doing all that.
Now, when you play these radio festivals, I got to think you're playing to a bunch of fans that probably haven't seen Killswitch before, believe it or not. And when they
most of them have no idea who we are. It's pretty funny.
Now, do you still rock the Daisy Dukes when you play, confusing Midwesterners all over the country?
Well, I have to wear the least amount of clothing possible on stage because of the amount of sweat my body creates. It's pretty pretty incredible. I actually sweat out my guitar, my wireless pack, and my ears last night because the club was really hot. And then the stage becomes a hazard because it's pretty much just a slip and slide.
Has any of your equipment ever malfunctioned because you sweat so much?
Yeah, last night, all the time, actually. Yeah, we have to like change out the electronics and my guitars all the time. It's ridiculous.
Do you have some sort of condition? Have you gotten this checked out?
I don't know. I'm just some sort of filthy beast. I don't know. I think somebody should just put me on my misery. It's disgusting.
Or you can just get Botox shots in your armpits.
My friend got those and they did.
That's right. That makes your lips swell up and you look like Angelina Jolie, right?
Yeah.
But if you
install it in your armpits, then you stop sweating?
Yeah, from your armpits.
You get Angelina Jolie lips on your armpits.
Yeah, exactly. Give me a kiss.
Yeah, some pretty sexy armpits. I'd have pretty sultry, thick.
I'd have to get checked in under my man boobs.
I'm going to meet you on the weekends and fuck your armpits.
That's
I'm
all
just
right.
letting you know.
That's fine.
Mouth fuck your armpits.
That's something. Yep.
Yeah, that's what they're for, right? You've never done that?
Darren has MOV files on his laptop. Lots of that going on.
MOV?
Yeah, you're old school.
Jesus.
You like that higher resolution.
RAR.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it?
Oof. I tooted a bit. All right, we have a bunch of callers. To ask Adam. We want some silly questions for Adam D. The number to dial, 646-929-1357. El Deuterino, you're on the line with Adam.
Hello, Adam. It is fantastic to hear that you're on the show. I'm a very big fan. I was wondering,
about
10 inches of a big fan,
though.
Oh.
Do you weigh over 200 pounds?
180, so I'm...
You're not that big.
20 pounds. Yeah, I'm lacking in 20 pounds of being a fan.
Okay.
Anyways, my question is, you were talking about doing radio festivals before. Have you ever considered of doing the CBS-FM radio festival?
What? I don't even know what that is. What is that? Help, I don't know.
He's going for a flat joke on our show, but it's...
Oh, gotcha. I don't care where we play. You just point. I'm like a monkey. You just point me in the direction, and I'll dance for you. That's pretty much it.
All right. You're all about the music. All right. Thanks for your question, El Dude Areno. Now, Adam, do you prefer the headlining shows or the festival shows, or you just want to get out there and play? You don't care.
I much more prefer the club shows. You know, somewhere where it's not like a parking lot between you and the crowd. You know what I mean? I hate when, like, you have to... I need my glasses. When I don't have them on, I can't see the crowd. So they just look like big, you know, swirling mess of colors and things. So
I like it when I'm a little closer to the fans. You can actually interact with them, slap them in the face, and, you know, spit on them and rest your balls on their faces. You know, that's more like my speed, you know?
Adam, when you're off tour, do you ever go to see shows, or is it just like another day at the office for you, going to see bands play?
Yeah, I don't. I just play a lot of video games. That's pretty much all I do. Or work on my own music.
You hit the...
Do you work out a lot?
Yes, I do. You would be able to tell by the trash bag physique that I have.
But do you want to get to the next level? That can get you a guy.
Which level do you speak of?
Well, if you want to break that plateau, bro, you gotta need a little assistance. You know what I'm talking about?
You might have some weird feelings about your wife after that. Not so.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, trust me, though, I always have weird feelings about my life.
So do you deadlift? What are some workouts that you do? I want to know what the Adam D workout routine is.
Oh, look at you. I've started deadlifting, only like minuscule amounts of weight, but it's really good for your legs and your hamstrings, though, yeah. Very, very good.
It's a very testosterone-building workout.
I am shooting up, boys, let me tell you.
Squats and deadlifts are the most testosterone-producing in your natural body exercise.
Well, is this a fact?
Yes, yes.
Dan's a lifter, right?
I like to go to the gym now and then.
What did your voice?
So you're saying
the more I do these exercises, the more I'm going to get rid of my pizza tits?
Yeah, maybe. And you might grow hair in places you didn't have hair before.
I have hair pretty much everywhere already, so it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
I had a question. Since this is a very Jewy podcast, at least I know for a fact 4 of the 5 people in this room are Jews. I don't know about
no,
you.
Sorry,
no? Okay.
Italian. I just have a big nose.
But according to my research on the internet, you are a member of the chosen people. Is that correct?
Why does everybody think I'm Jewish?
I don't know. It's online. You are online.
It's really. There's a lot of things about me online, I'm sure, but I'm definitely not. I was not raised Jewish. I don't think there's anybody in my family that is Jewish. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. They had a very Jewy name, so that also threw
What's your ethnic background? Let's settle it now, and we'll edit it in Wikipedia and cite this interview.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely. I'm Polish enough to get my last name. That's about it.
Right.
All right. We were eating some Polish Russian cold cuts earlier. Wish you were here.
Oh my God.
Delicious.
Hey, I just looked you up, Adam, because I didn't know what you look like, and you're sexy as hell. Look at these sideburns.
I got rid of those. I don't even have those anymore. I did the ultimate give up facial hair. It's just face, just hair things, and all you can see are my eyeballs. It's all right.
Like when I first was able to grow facial hair, I was like super into the sideburns. Oh, it's a shame that you shaved those off. We're all gonna pick.
It's so much work. That's the problem. I don't want to keep up on that.
Just got to do the beard then. No work. Never got to shave.
Yeah, exactly. You shower, you towel, then you spray a couple things on it, and you go on with your day. That's the way I like it.
All right, let's take a few more questions, and then we'll let you go. Josh, you got a question for Adam.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Oh, it's Josh from Wales.
Yes, it is.
Ooh, what kind of Wales?
Big ones.
Excellent. My favorite.
What's your question?
Yeah, my question was basically, what's the progress on the Supergroup album with Corpse Grinder?
Oh, that's a good question. Corpsey is actually coming up for the first week of June to hopefully finish the vocals on said project.
Oh, wow. Is that
close
to the final step to getting it completed, or is there more?
Exactly, yeah. Just get the rest of the vocals down, and then hopefully I'll get it mixed by... I think we have some time off in July, so I'll hopefully mix it in July and have it done by then and mastered. And as far as the release date, I don't know, because there's lots of red tape I think you can't release a record like 6 months after another member releases theirs, and I know a new Cannibal record's coming out soon. So it might have to be stalled up for a little bit, but at least it'll be done, you know?
That's cool. That's something that a lot of people have been looking forward to, myself included.
Josh, you just broke the story.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing it, yeah.
journalism, Josh.
Yeah, yeah, great. You're doing a better job than we are, Josh. Thanks a lot. All right, a few more questions. Derek in Tennessee, what's your question for Adam? Derek? Derek, this is you.
Hello. Derek. Derek.
Hey, what's up,
Derek?
Hello.
Derek.
Hey, Derek.
Can you hear? Hey, okay, sorry. I'm out of touch with shitty service.
Oh, we lost you, Derek. Oh.
All right. What's going on, man? My question is, what's up with the Toms of Grace?
That is kind of on the back burner right now because we're so busy with this Killswitch bullshit. So as soon as this stuff kind of slows down, I'm probably going to try to write some more music. And, yeah, it's just another outlet and, you know, make it a little different than Killswitch. But
Now, because Jesse is basically in both bands, how do you know when a riff is like, oh, this is a Times of Grace riff, this is a Killswitch riff?
Yeah, it's a little different now. I think we're going to have to separate it a bit more. The other record was more so just like, you know, whatever it was, it was. Now I think it's more so... like we're gonna kind of go on the less metal, more rock side for that project, you know, since it already had elements of the rock and roll in it. So, kind of keep the faster and more aggressive stuff for the Killswitch project, and then maybe the more rock and roll stuff more for the Times of Grace thing, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. Earlier you were saying you played a lot of video games. What video games have you been playing lately?
I have been addicted to the Donkey Kong series for the Wii. I got a Wii U a little while ago, and just love all the new Marios. And I grew up on the original Nintendo. I just played all that thing like my entire, you know, adolescent, you know, life. It's just so all those throwback games I love, and you know, like that, like I was saying, that new Donkey Kong. That was a Tropical Freeze or Breeze or whatever the hell it's called. It's freaking awesome. I can't.
Have you won it? Mario Brothers. That game is ridiculous. I feel like
which one?
The new Super Mario Brothers for Wii?
Oh, yeah. It's killer. It's so good. The one for Wii U, yeah?
Oh, I haven't played the newest one for Wii U, but the Wii one.
I've already beat all of those. They're awesome. That's how much time I have on my hands. I need to get a goddamn job, huh? My God.
Start hitting.
What else could you do on the road? You're sitting in a loaded tour bus. Yeah.
Read a book.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty true, you know. There's nothing to do except do push-ups and, you know, play video games. That's about it.
Og, pick up a fucking Bible, man. Come on. Truth is in there if you want some shit.
So we're coming to the close of the interview. We were hoping you could pray with us, Adam, at the end of the interview. Is that possible?
Especially now.
Who are we praying for? What are we and who are we praying for?
What are we praying for?
Whatever you want. You're the guest. You're the guest.
Yeah, you lead the prayer for us.
Ooh, okay. let's see. Thank whatever almighty thing there is for our days with pizza and beer and hot young girls.
Mm.
And anything else you guys want to add?
Can I ask you a question? Okay. Hey, this is Dan. I have a question.
Yes.
That I've wanted to ask you. When you go to the mall, who do you think has more, who's wearing your t-shirt more, like Avenged Sevenfold or Killswitch Engage? Like, which shirt do you see more at the mall?
Oh, so definitely Avenged.
Do you think so?
Like, oh,
I think even split for you guys. Like, whenever I go to the mall,
maybe
kids are
Staten
either.
Island.
Yeah, I'm from Staten Island.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, where I live now, there's everybody hates us.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. People egg my house constantly, and
what's the address?
Death threats on my dog. And
wait, do you really?
It's awful. No, not at all.
Seems like an upstanding member of the community. Why would people do that?
I see Killswitch Engage shirts all the time around here.
Yeah, so do I.
All the time.
Yeah.
Huh. You guys are cute. Well, it's good to know that people kind of like us. That's good. Excellent.
Kind of making a career off it.
Yeah, it's we're very lucky to be able to do so. Thank you, people who have T-shirts in Staten Island or wherever island you are.
Brooklyn.
Whatever island you said. I'm sorry.
Cool. Well, Adam, thank you so much for taking some time to hang out with us. Go see Killswitch Engage out on the road and pick up their new album, Disarm the Descent. We want to play a track off the new album. Do you have a favorite track for us to play?
Not at all.
whatever the shortest one is.
It's so cold in the Duke.
I'm a really bad salesman at my own product. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, what was your favorite riff? What song is the favorite riff of yours? Do you have anything like that?
The one that happens the least.
Well, which song are you least ashamed of?
We're trying to help you out.
Oh, I don't know. I never listened to that record. I don't know. Maybe there's some riffs on the New Awakening. Maybe I think that's what the song's called.
Is there a Botch song that you like? Like, help us out here.
Like, what's your favorite Converge song?
I don't listen to much noisecore. You know, so yeah.
What do you put on if you're putting anything?
Yeah, if there's
on
something else you'd rather we play.
What
yeah
do you listen to at the gym?
Play a decapitated song.
Nice.
Okay.
Hey,
we'll play that after Kill Switch.
Oh,
we'll
fine.
I'd be like, thank God, some real riffs.
Adam, have you heard that I Hate God record? Do you like it, the new one?
I have not heard the new one. Is it good?
Yeah, it's really gnarly.
Very, very good.
This is the first guest we had that shat on his own band, so Sid didn't have to do it.
But thanks again, Adam.
Thank you, sir.
This is a great interview. One of the most fun interviews we've ever done. And good luck with the tour, and we're looking forward to...
How can I make it worse? What can I do?
Do you want to talk shit on any other bands?
That would make it even better.
Way better.
Absolutely not. I have no qualms with any other bands. Exactly. We're all friendly.
I know what you could do. Talk about your influences and...
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
And your equipment.
No. Listen, it's all right. I've already bored everyone enough. I should go.
How did you get your band name?
Where does the name Adam D come from? What does the D stand?
Well, my name came from my parents back in 1977, and yeah.
Come
on. Yep.
Cool, man. Drink a beer, play a good show. Have a good one, Adam. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Take care.
See you later. Adam D of Killswitch Engage. Here's a new track from their new album, Disarm the Descent, out now on Roadrunner Records. This is his least not favorite song. Here's The New Awakening.
Let's go.
9 out of 10 baby rapists agree. The Metal Injection live cast is pretty funny. Keep listening.
Dave Hill from Show Business. I had a great time on the Metal Injection live cast, which is like a podcast in its own way, but it's live. It's right there in the name. Don't be a fucking cunt about it. Why do I have to explain this? I say cunt in the British way, like in the way that you would call another man a cunt. I'm not calling a woman a cunt. I wouldn't do that. Sean would.
Thank you.
Wow! Those were some profound lyrics, right? Oh please, you don't have a clue what that guy was saying either. That's why Rob likes this stuff. He doesn't have to focus on the words and can spend his time buying bulk potato chips on the internet. Here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yeah.
This is Chuck Landington, reminding you, Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die, slow death, immense decay, showers that cleanse you of your life, but your pain is over, because we now return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here's the show.
Thank you, Chuck. Great music break. Kicked it off with a little Kill Switch Engage with the New Awakening.
You weren't even listening, Sid. Why are you doing
then,
well, that's why I wasn't.
At the behest of Adam D, we got Decapitated with Winds of Creation. Some Misery Index for Chocolate Croissant with The Killing Gods, the title track off their excellent new record. And,
You know, I was really surprised that you didn't start playing that during
the interview. Well, Rob told me not to play any sound effects while the people are on because of the echo effect. You know, it might be confusing, so... I thought that would be
The delay, really, not the echo. They hear it a few seconds later. So
I did want to. I had it in mind.
And then
Rob.
We wrapped it up with Killer Be Killed with Melting of My Marrow.
That was only four songs we played?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
There were some long opuses. Opusi?
Opi.
Opi?
Opussies?
it's opera. Opera. Opera is the plural of opus.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Opussies is my favorite Irish strip club.
I'm gonna go now.
Yeah, you can leave. That's where this is heading.
It doesn't get better than Opussies, I'll tell you right now. It's all downhill from Opussies.
Show title. All downhill from Opussies.
I'll write that down.
Somebody should.
All right, let's play this Gangsta's Paradise cover since we have the world's leading Ronnie Radke expert with us.
That is not a title I want.
It's by default, really.
Getting this ad out of the way. And here we have it. Here's Falling in Reverse covering Gangsta's Paradise. Maybe the worst thing ever.
It gets even worse about halfway through the song.
Okay. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know, we just smoked. This is going to ruin my high.
Yeah.
Well, let's give it a chance, Noah.
It's actually, since I am the leading Ronnie Radke expert, it actually is a step up from his rap mixtapes that he makes. Like, he can't. He's it's better than the rap he writes himself.
Okay, so why don't you explain to us who Ronnie Radke
is and who Falling in Reverse?
Ronnie Radke is the singer from Falling in Reverse. He is what you would call a piece of shit. He just this week was in court for he put off for 2 years his domestic violence charges. He was arrested for beating up his girlfriend, who was his...
He was an alcoholic.
He went to jail for murder. Like, he didn't murder anybody, but, like, somebody in his posse ended up in murder, and he broke parole. And he's just a real...
He's like a thug. He's a Wegro.
He's a wannabe thug. and he really sucks, and he did that Coolio cover. And by the way, I come on here just for fun. I never come on here to plug my own stuff. I don't care. I appreciate everybody listening. But if you do ever read one thing I have ever done, please go to Noisy and look up the Coolio interview that I did, because I interviewed Coolio mostly about that cover.
It is
the proudest thing I've ever done.
I have to say, when I saw you, I think if you just Google Coolio and Noisy, it's the first thing that comes up. So I saw that you did. I'm like, what? Damn, you Coolio?
Yeah.
And I loved how, I want to say 90% of the interview is basically like, why did you let Falling in Reverse?
It was like 75%. Yeah. I asked him about Leprechaun in the Hood, too.
But most of it was like, oh, why did you let Falling in Reverse cover your song? How do you feel about them ruining your song?
Did you ask him?
It was all right. He was like, it was very positive about it.
Because he was really offended when we know.
He doesn't know. Like, you know, for me, I'm like, oh, this is a band on Epitaph that, like, is giving this sort of genre a bad name, if it even has a good name. But he doesn't, like, Coolio doesn't fucking know.
Yeah.
You know? Wait, that's not it, though. I'm sorry. I did two things on Coolio. But read the interview with him.
You are the world's leading expert on Coolio, as well as...
Just because nobody else wanted
to. It's in the chat there already. He was anointed
nice,
you that.
But he's totally delusional. But that was like, it was the best thing I've ever... Yeah, that's the one. I've never been so proud of something.
Wow, he's so old.
Yeah, he's like still clinging to those.
Didn't he put out a book recently about cooking with
a
microwave?
Yeah, cooking with Coolio.
With a microwave?
I asked him.
Yes, it's microwave cooking.
Oh, come on.
A microwave cookbook.
Let me, if you want, I can read it in Coolio's voice.
Oh, please.
Did you interview him face to face?
No, it was on the phone. But it was really weird because I kept trying to interview him. And, you know, his manager or publicist or whatever would be like, yeah, man, let's do it on, I was doing it on Wednesday. And then Wednesday would roll around and he'd be like, yeah, we can't find him. And I'm like, do you want to try it again on Friday? And I'm like, yeah, all right, man, whatever. I got time.
See you at the gym.
Yeah.
He goes on fantastic voyages sometimes.
But like, I loved the whole thing. It's just like this fucking Venn diagram of bad music happening in the middle.
Wait, are you saying Coolio's bad music?
I am.
This is
Falling in Reverse, by the way.
Sorry. Oh, this is another song.
Really?
This hurts me. I feel physical pain
his
when I
voice.
Hear this.
Oh, and by the way, in case you weren't sold on my why he's a piece of shit, I just also remembered that there's another video of him online where he's spitting on fans and calling them faggots. He gave us fans stitches for like throwing a mic. You should also, you know what you guys would love is, have you ever heard the guy from Sworn Enemy cursing about him?
No.
Oh my God, you would love it.
Can we play that?
Yeah, yeah. It's so New York. It's like Ronnie Radke. You fucking hit fans and call them faggots and you call yourself a man? Like,
he's cutting a wrestling promo.
Where is
it
from?
It's on YouTube.
But, like, what's the content?
One of the other bands that opened for him, he started talking shit on him, so the guy works at that label.
It's like the kid from Brooklyn.com. Remember that guy?
Yeah, it kind of is like the kid from Brooklyn, but jacked up.
These fucking guys.
It's so funny.
This is him calling.
Anybody else have any fucking problems? Raise your fucking hand right now.
You?
Sound like they're from Gravesend. Okay,
yeah. Oh, well, that's the falling in reverse guy, and then this is the porn editor guy.
Mr. Racky, respect is earned and returned,
for real.
Not demanded and stolen. Let me tell you something, bro. Stop, hold on. I'm not fucking playing in a song called Chelsea Green over here. I am bothered, and the guy who gets his car shredded, out of here. Get the fuck out of here. No. I see you. Go. You're gone. Go.
So Lorenzo's a main event.
Okay. I wish he would have just...
you have a passionate dislike for this, Ronnie. Well,
it sounds well-deserved.
There is someone else, Ronnie. You think it's okay to spit in kids' faces, threaten to fight them because of difference of opinion? Because they want a ticket to your show to see a band that you kicked off of your tour? Because they weren't professional enough? Let's talk about professionalism.
Yeah.
Can you send the five people there to sing I See Stars out here, please?
Let's talk about it.
You recently got arrested in New Jersey for throwing mic stands off the stage into the audience.
Why is the music so loud here?
Yeah.
And injuring multiple kids in the crowd.
Will you turn that vocal music down, talking?
I will say, in Ronnie Radke's defense, all the kids he injured were falling in reverse.
True.
On that, true. But good thing.
In the grand scheme of things, that guy versus Frankie from Amur, who do you put at the top?
I don't think, like... Frankie's just a douchebag. I don't think he's actually done anything.
He's never actually... He's just said really stupid things.
Yeah. And it's an idiot versus a violent, horrible person.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. They both make terrible music.
Yeah.
True. That's a wash.
What was that video, that song?
Alone.
Is that the one where he's rapping next to a car?
Yeah,
driving?
It's the worst video.
That was what sold me on the fact that this is the worst band ever.
Well, I have been totally oblivious to this whole genre of music, but Rob put me onto this where it's just these fucking whiny, like, rich white kids that are rappers with
like
posses. But, like, it's not ironic.
No, they're like kind of serious.
Yeah. That's what, like, what was that other band? Legit, that's the one you showed me. That we were talking about a while ago.
Attila is another one.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is a joke, right? Like, they're just trying to mimic a Jay-Z video or whatever.
Yeah, and then when you realize they're serious, you're like, oh, that's very sad.
Makes it 100 times worse.
No!
Come on.
His raps are hilarious. They're so bad.
Starships,
you know what's so funny, too? If you follow him on Twitter, like, any kid who's like, damn, man, Ronnie Radke can rap for real. He'll just retweet.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah, yo, this part's a guess.
That's why when Coolio said it, I was like, Coolio, no.
This for all the haters right here. See this? I'm retweeting this.
Some kid from the Roma High said that was
this
good.
Flow. Let's listen to this flow. And then it's like a breakdown. It's
what he just said in his rap, by the way, is that he kisses the girlfriends of guys who wash dishes for a living. Just be clear that that's what
that
he just said.
You know what's really funny? Me and my friends, I can't say who they are because we were going to do this anonymously, but they're in like two fairly notable punk bands, and we were going to do this like diss track about him, but we were having trouble getting a beat. But we were sending each other like verses back and forth, and they were so fucking funny. Mine was, what was it? It was half Suicide Girl, half Vans Warped Tour, the most obnoxious Ronnie since the guy from Jersey Shore. Nice. Like, I was so into it, and then it kind of dropped off.
Oh.
So she's a Limp Bizkit song. That
yeah, just do it over there.
And got Darren to write the rest of it.
That line was perfect.
Did you hear our Amur diss track?
I did. It was so... It took that song to make me realize that he had gotten electrocuted. I didn't know about that. and then I watched that, and to be honest, like, I felt a little bit bad. I mean, like, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
But I don't really want him to get electrocuted.
No,
like,
just
figuratively. The crazy thing about that story, too, which, I mean, you looked up the footage, but... No one knew about it until he tweeted us and two other websites, hey, I got electrocuted. I'm sure you guys have a field day with it. So he tipped us off to it.
Yeah.
He's it's your field so, reporter.
Yeah.
I guess he feels like, well, you can't. They can't assault me if I'm the first one. To, you know, if
wrong.
I, right. I don't know. Yeah, wrong.
No, the first thing I did was make an animated GIF about it.
To the point, did you have his skeleton lighting up like Blanca from Street Fighter?
Oh, man. Oh, I wish I thought of that now.
That's so good. That
oh,
is
the first
so
person to send that in.
Fucking
yeah.
good.
Can somebody send that in by yeah. the end of the live cast?
But I did that to the point that, like, the singer in this other band was like, yo, guys, it's really fucked up that you're profiting off of this. Like, that you're capitalizing on this guy getting
well,
electrocuted.
Yeah, he fucking knew.
Well,
like,
there's a lot of parallels between this guy. But Ronnie Radke did something similar the other day where he was running towards the end of the stage, slipped. Fucking flipped over and totally ate it and kind of like landed back on his feet. And he was like, yo, does anybody have a video of me doing a flip and landing on my feet the other night? Like, as if he like totally planned to like do this front flip off the stage.
I think you need to start like a Ronnie Radke Tumblr. You're like,
okay.
You're like the leading source.
Sure.
Is he related to Brad Radke, by the way?
I was thinking
know, I
that too.
That is.
Where is Ronnie Radke from? Minnesota by any chance?
Hell. Shit, man, that's I should know this. That's
Rob,
the
Wikipedia
source.
That shit.
Who am I Wikipedia?
The guy we've been talking about for the last two
years. The hills in California. The hills, that's where all those.
But your
Rob,
your Muir coverage lately has been just second.
Thank
to none.
You. I'm trying
second
to
none.
I'm trying to scale it back because it is to a point where it's I'm just giving them way too much publicity.
Sure.
Also,
but...
yeah, that your coverage is second to none because no one else has covered.
Yeah. Oh man, you want? Can I tell you?
He's
I,
from Vegas. By
what
the way,
a little little inside baseball here. So I've written about not as to the level that you have, but I've written about a Muir before and torn them to shreds, and their like PR person got in touch with me. And they were like, hey, like, saw you've written about a Muir before. Like, we have a new video. Would you be interested in premiering it? And they knew that I had not been good coverage. Like, would you be interested in premiering their new video? And I wrote back. I was like, one, can I see it? And two, like, you know there's not a single percent chance I would be kind to it. And they were like, okay, let me get back to you. And then they did. And they're like, you know what? We were thinking, like, I get that that's your tone and, like, so maybe that's not right for this video, but let's do something in the future. Like, they must be like, who wants to cover a Muir seriously? You know, like,
is there a website, Rob? What website would you go to for
Kerrang? Maybe
like,
Kerrang.
Alt Press probably covers them.
Yeah,
like,
Alt Press.
Not like they don't judge.
Kerrang
them.
Is a really shitty website. It's like, but it's in the UK or a magazine.
Yeah,
it's, in
it's the
UK.
Biggest UK rock magazine.
Yeah, and it's really bad.
What is the genesis of the Kerrang? What is that supposed to mean? Like, just noise on a stage or something?
I assume so.
From it's like a Batman-like sound.
Yeah.
You know,
pow!
Like,
Kerrang! Brad Radke, I just Googled this, actually responded to people on Twitter saying he's not Ronnie Radke.
Wow.
Nice. But there's apparently a misconception.
Wait, but who's Brad
Radke?
I'm sorry?
A pitcher. An old, like,
oh, okay.
Ex-pitcher in the Major League.
Yeah, I wouldn't
he was an
be.
Innings eater.
I like that these genres that Falling in Reverse is listed as on Wikipedia is post-hardcore,
sure.
No.
Hip-hop,
yeah.
Metalcore,
deathcore.
Pop-punk, rap-core.
Pop-punk? I'm sorry, that's where I draw the line.
I guess,
I mean,
know,
there's a, like, that...
You can find 10 seconds of pop-punk in some of those songs.
No, that one song with the girls, that's a very poppy song.
No, but
song.
That's like a deliberately poppy... Not pop-punk, though. It's like a deliberate pop song... As a joke, I think. I don't know.
I don't,
but
think,
no,
it's
not,
I don't think it's a
I won't
joke.
Go there,
I think
I'm sorry.
It's calculated, but it's not meant for... I don't think there's... I don't think these people are sarcastic.
Right. They don't
have grasp
humor,
irony.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very sincere about their life.
Hmm.
So, that's here. Like, this part. This is just the beginning of the Bad Girls Club.
But the lyrics of the song are really disgusting.
Yeah.
I like there's a line in here where he's like, I see you talking shit on Twitter. It's like really...
But it's so effective because you hear him sing other times and he's not doing
the whine that like...
Yeah, so it's clearly just something he's throwing in on purpose.
Yeah. And I'm sure, like, girls find it really cute. Like,
just
take
fucking manufactured shit, you know?
See, that's why, like, people are always like, why do you attack that guy so much? Who cares? Like, you don't listen to his music. But the reason I do, one, because it's on Epitaph and I kind of have a soft, you know, like, I mean, I grew up with Epitaph.
You remember when Epitaph wasn't horrible?
They still put out good stuff, which is weird, but they just do this to finance it.
Yeah.
But the other reason is because, like, I don't want 14-year-old girls listening to this woman-beating misogynist.
Yes. Yeah, listen to Chris Brown instead.
Like, I'd almost rather people listen to, like, you know, Fall Out Boy. Because I don't like Fall Out Boy, but at least they're not fucking scumbag skills, you know?
Yeah. That's who this guy sounds like, the singer from Fall Out Boy, almost exactly.
It kind of.
I was trying to place it, and I couldn't. But
except that he goes like this. Oh, yeah. Except your motherfucker's this. I just did a flip on the stage.
I feel like that's what makes it okay for guys to like it. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like women?
Huh?
That he hits women?
Well, that and the 2 seconds of
I wonder if
quote,
anybody
unquote,
in the
growl.
Has ever approached him in the gym about taking it to the next level.
That's the only thing that I like Ronnie Radke for, is that
Ronnie,
he hits women. He knows where to put them in their place.
Look, one thing I will say about Ronnie, he can lift.
He can lift. He's a stool's gumbag. But he knows how to treat women. They get you the spaghetti and the gravy, and then that's it. And get out of my face. And no back dog.
He brings his women to put the weights on the barbells so that he may lift.
You know, over here in Staten Island, where I live, even though there's lots of Gil Switch and Gage t-shirts, I want to say that my favorite band leader singer is the Ronnie Radke, because he beats women.
In fact, we are changing the slang term for a wife beater to the Radke.
Yes, the Radke.
Not to be confused with Brad Radke.
No.
He's had to field some Twitter questions.
I Radke'd the shit out of my wife last night because she didn't have the scungili on the table and died. You want me to Radke you? Do you want me to Radke you, bitch?
You've been arrested for 2 cases of Radke. And 1 case to it be an accessory to being a Radke.
Doing 12 to 18 months on a Radke rap.
And he's a father now. So.
Of course.
Yeah.
From the same woman that he beat up?
No.
I want to say Liberace in the chat. Gets falling in reverse playing the great Yankee Stadium this summer.
You know what's really funny about their shows, actually, is I know this because I'm, like, friends with, like, bookers and stuff. Mm-hmm. Apparently, like, when they play Warped Tour or something like that, they have the biggest crowd for the entire day. But when they try to do, a tour, they have trouble selling tickets. Well, and I think it's because, like, kids are too fucking young to, like, go. You know what I mean? Like, that's my theory. I don't know.
Or maybe
that's
it's just also like, oh, I heard about these guys. This is like, oh, this is a shit show.
But they've got a lot of fans.
No, and they sell. Yeah. No, their
but
image
it's like
sells.
Their show, I guess, doesn't sell as well as, like,
they
go on a big tour.
Maybe it's just that people are ashamed to be seen at a Falling in Reverse show. But if you're at Warped Tour, you're just like, oh, maybe I'll just stand sort of near the stage.
Oh, Crow TTYD brings up a good point. Another thing that Radke did is Six Flags would host metal shows at various Six Flags around the country, and he threw a mic stand into the crowd and injured people, and after that, Six Flags banned all metal shows.
Yeah.
So he fucked it up for everyone.
Yes, he did.
He was aiming at his wife, though. So it's okay. It's okay.
Somebody got Radke'd hard out there.
We have to make that spread somehow, just to transcend. People who don't even know who this guy is will say Radke'ing my wife.
Just like you did with Labonte. You made that a verb. So now we got to do that with Radke.
Yeah.
If you get electrocuted, obviously that's a Frankie. I really watched that, and I wanted to laugh, but for some reason I didn't. Like, maybe I was just having a nice day. Maybe if I watch on a bad day, I'll think it's hilarious.
Watch it after eating some White Castle.
Okay.
Then you will definitely laugh at it.
Oh, and then throw up. Liberace says we should add it to Urban Dictionary.
Ooh.
Mm. Not a bad idea.
Go ahead, Robbo. I'll wait.
Thank you. Let's also talk about Danzig.
What do you do?
Danzig's in the news lately. He's
Can we get the mother in the background?
Yeah. He's suing Jerry Only. Dan, you're a resident misfit expert.
Yeah. This was very fortuitous, well-timed thing, because I wrote this thing about how bad like just the crap that the Misfits make these days. You know, like they make UGG boots with the Misfits logo on. You can look that up on Noisy too. Yeah. Like really,
really ugly bikinis.
Yeah, they make bikinis. But so, so yeah, I wrote that. Oh yeah,
there
that's
we
good
go.
Stuff. And then somebody sent, somebody tipped me off that earlier that week, that Glenn had filed a lawsuit against Jerry Only because I guess he's not getting any of that money. He's just, they had some deal like they where they would have to mutually agree on licensing, and they hadn't. And Jerry Only sold all this shit to Hot Topic, and I guess Glenn's not getting any of that money.
And in the lawsuit, Danzig wrote.
Oh, yeah.
Something along the lines of the only reason that Jerry Only was in the band is because he got a bass for Christmas.
It was really funny because somebody sent me the document, like there's like 5 pages, and I read the whole thing, and it was like, you know.
Oh, here, I have the exact. Yeah, yeah. After forming the band, Danzig replaced the original bass player with, what's his last name, Siatha?
Yeah.
Whose primary qualification was that he had recently received a bass guitar for Christmas.
And I just imagine Danzig talking to his lawyer, be like, put it in. The part where I said that I only let him in because he got a bass. Put it in. But, like, right. But Mr. Danzig, just put it in the thing.
I said put it down.
Isn't that how most bassists get into bands? Like, hey, I have a bass.
All right.
You're in.
Good enough.
And they have to
sick
show
burn.
Up.
Sorry, Noah.
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
And then,
Jerry yeah. Only released a statement going like that it's just sour grapes and he's
having
just
a tantrum, I believe.
Yeah.
But you know, Danzig is a ridiculous person. But if that was a deal that they had, he is absolutely owed that money. Like, he should totally get the money from those licensing.
Right.
Companies. He did stipulate, though, that he'll take the cash equivalent in mesh tank tops.
If that's all kitty litter.
Yeah.
Can I just have kitty litter and black mesh tank tops?
All the fresh step he can get. That's a good. It's a good brand of kitty litter. I know.
Would you endorse it?
Yeah, sure. The odor free.
You should get a live read from them. Rob.
Yeah. For the 14-pound box.
We should get live reads from like metal related products, not just like band touring and stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Bujanina.
Yeah, Bujanina.
What's the leading Bujanina maker?
I don't think it's like a. It's made in the store. You can't.
What?
There's no.
They
you have
press
to make
all
it.
The meats together.
It's smoked
store.
Pork. You can't.
But
like,
where do they get the pork? There's got to be an original source.
The butcher.
All right, we'll get the butcher.
You're
on
talking
the
about a cow.
All right, you get pork from a cow?
What?
Or a pig? You're talking about a pig. I've lost it. I'm thinking about Danzig and his kid litter.
Oh,
fine grain crystal. Yeah.
Whoever, Darren, I'm assuming you've seen the Shakira mashup, yeah.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if you said, oh, I made the Shakira mashup.
No.
But whoever did that, God bless them.
Oh, dear, I wish I made that. Let's play that instead of Mother. Let's get this going. It's going live.
Go, 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 go!
I will say, Darren's Danzig impression is better than this guy's.
You're both good.
Darren's is good.
Thank you.
Whoa!
I feel like this is a real testament to how great Danzig is that he's so imitatable.
But I just want to say, I think what's lost in this is that this is not, you forget that this is not just a commentary on Danzig, but how much Shakira also sounds like Danzig.
Right.
She does that thing where it's like, And that person, I think, really captured that well. Yeah. Thank you, whatever.
Yeah! Yeah! Hips don't lie! Go! Go! Restraining order against Jerry Olay! Well,
they ends up getting the Sam Haynes band back together.
I'm suing them too. Sons of bitches.
If their logo was as cool, he'd have been in the same field with them right now.
I tell you though, I have nothing but great things to say about Danzig.
I think he's in the exact same boat as Dave Mustaine, which is that he is a like a, an idiot savant of music. In other words, he's not never had any training like Dave Mustaine. He's a self-taught virtuoso.
No, Dave Mustaine didn't have any training. He's
that's what I meant.
Self-taught.
I said they're the same.
Okay.
And but they're great at one thing, and they're completely socially awkward and horrible at everything else in life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And just putting their own foot in their mouth.
Yeah, I've said this before, but Danzig was very nice to me.
Yes.
He said I look like the son of the Big Show. I will forever love him.
I'm not sure that's a compliment.
I'll take it. I'll take
and,
it.
You know, for
he's
the
a
record,
wrestling fan.
Wrote like 12 of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
You know, like
I mean,
cannot deny the man is a great, fantastic musician.
Yeah,
I do want to say though
crazy,
I haven't
though.
Followed his music at all since he
doesn't believe in doctors. Yeah.
And he
really?
Loves cats.
Yeah.
Loves cats.
Loves cats. Animal lovers.
You got, I'm sure I'm not surprising anybody with this, but you guys have heard the fucking brick story, right?
Oh,
oh
my.
Yeah. This
I
was like three
I,
months
I knew,
of our podcast.
I knew it was, but I thought it was. But I, goddamn, I love that fucking brick story.
It's
we have the promo, the bumper with the bricks. Do you have that handy? I think I have it. Anyway.
I knew like I knew that you guys were
going
to.
I got it.
This is Chuck
no,
Landington.
If you got it, just pull it up.
Yeah, hold on.
Pull it out, Rob.
Whip out the meat.
Put it on the table.
Whip out Danzig's meat and put it on the table. Danzig, also 5'4".
This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
I love the motherfucking brick story so much.
Moving these motherfucking bricks off my motherfucking lawn.
My favorite part of that story is he has a, what is it, like a Jaguar?
Yeah.
That he just, like, hoses down. I don't
yeah,
know.
Shirtless. If he's not shirtless outside washing down his Jaguar. Also, there were, I don't know if you saw, but there was, like, Google Earth photos of his house.
Yeah.
And his Jaguar, like, it's just
were
incredible.
Were the bricks in the photo?
Yeah.
Yeah! Bricks, baby! Go!
I also, as more shameless fans like plugs, I also wrote something one time that was like 10 TV shows with starring Danzig that I would watch. And the one I really want to watch is like a dating show where like 10, you know, like 20 women live in his house. And he just like, you know, tried, but he like probably wouldn't come out of his bedroom for most of the time, you know.
They would all have to be like vampiruses.
Yeah.
Just super goth. Yeah.
He'd just have them doing chores around the house. That would be how they would
go wash my Jaguar.
Yeah. Lay my bricks. Vampiro!
Yeah, run to the supermarket and get some new kitty litter.
Give me my kitty litter.
I don't want to be photographed holding it.
Yeah, they just send him out to do errands all day.
And like the one-on-one date would like he's taking you to a deposition, like he, whoever he's suing that month.
I want you to say Jared only is a son of a bitch.
You're gonna be my character witness. That's our one-on-one.
Jerry who? Doesn't matter.
I think the reason that Danzig brick story is so amazing is because it basically the parody of him in Aqua Teen Hunger Force is basically what he's really like.
True.
So that's Danzig for you.
He hasn't told anyone to put a plug in their vagina yet, correct?
That we know of. But then again, Dave Mustaine hasn't been punched in the face by a biker on YouTube.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So.
That's amazingly, like, I don't even know if that's my top favorite Danzig video of all
There's
time.
A lot.
I love Danzig's Book Club.
Yes,
holy shit,
yes,
do I love Danzig's Book Club.
That's pretty great.
What's that?
Darren,
you must have seen this.
Darren.
Now. So.
Rob,
now.
Give it up. You know, because Rob, you know what it is.
Maybe I'm just not knowing
Danzig,
it by what you're saying.
Danzig's Book Club. You would know if you've seen it.
Books that he has.
He just goes through his bookshelf in like 1978.
Welcome to my book collection.
I never seen this.
You should.
You have to see his face.
Yeah, you gotta see this.
Got all kinds of stuff here.
It's a sexy book club.
He's shirtless.
Well, by Montague Summers. This is great.
Oh, wow.
There's lots of great werewolf stories in here, all documented, all true. And there's one in particular that's great where they're looking for this guy who's accused of being a werewolf, and he comes out of this clearing shaking a baby in his mouth. That's pretty cool. That's the kind of stuff I like to read.
How does this elude me for this long?
Yeah, I don't...
Here we go. Yeah.
Stretching with his
cult roots and Nazism.
Oh, Nazism.
Every school child should have this book. You learn a lot from this one.
One of the only times you'll see Danzig smiling, too.
Yeah. Like, even he realizes
what
how ridiculous this is.
There's just various books on death, anthropology of evil.
I love how cool we think
society's views of evil, what their conception of evil is. Something don't even have evil.
I can read books.
Did
you know that?
Here we go.
You can read the covers of books, at least.
He's trying so hard to be Jim Morrison.
There's the lost books of the Bible. There's also the forgotten books of Eden. But the lost books of the Bible tells you a lot of stuff.
These are my
that they omitted from
here.
The Bible. All original chapters of the Bible, which were excised. See,
he knows
words like
excised.
Here.
I've got the... Think like a woman, think like a man.
Here we go, infancy. He told you about Jesus' childhood. Stuff that I guess most churches wouldn't want you to know about because it doesn't fit in with their ideology.
I wish this had been a thing that kept going.
Yeah.
Jesus
is one passage
Jesus
in here where Jesus and a little kid are playing on the Sabbath, and Jesus is making these clay statues he's formed come to life, and the child says,
"What the fuck you doing?
It's a Sabbath, Jesus. You shouldn't be doing that. And
you shouldn't
blah, blah, blah,
be doing
blah, blah.
That.
So anyway, Jesus...
Jesus smites him.
And here we have another passage.
How come I predicted everything
Jesus
he was going
to
say as a joke?
Joseph,
you're very well read.
He ran so hard against him that he threw him down. To whom the Lord Jesus said, "As thou hast thrown me down, so shalt thou fall, for nor ever rise."
I can't read.
I got to tell you something, though. Danzig lifts.
The best thing, the best way to watch this video is just pretend it's a POV of some broad he brought home.
Yes.
And showing her the book.
It's like the Christopher Walken sketches on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
The Continental.
By the way, maybe
whoever,
my favorite series.
Somebody
sketches,
make
yeah.
a mashup of the Continental.
Yes.
Please do it. We'll put it on Noisy.
Right after the books, we're going to go to some champagne. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh,
wow. Oh. And now Danzig is the Continental.
Oh, God, it's so funny. That's so good.
I'll play some, can you just replay some of that? They're so fun
their
to watch.
Conception of evil is something they don't even shit, have evil.
Baby in his mouth. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Vampire. There's one in particular that's great where they're looking for this guy who's accused of being a werewolf, and he comes out of this clearing shaking a baby in his mouth.
I got this one cool. thing it's called.
I wish I knew what the backstory of that was.
Yeah.
Like, why was he doing that?
Oh, Glenn.
It's a made-up book. That fucking, it's like Xena.
Oh, no, I just mean the video. Like, what happened?
I feel like it was for MTV, but I could be wrong.
It was like before MTV ever came out.
No,
that was in like the 70s.
I thought that was like early 80s.
Yeah, it looked like early 80s.
Is there no like further info if you click?
No, it's like a repost.
Nah.
So it's not a bastard.
This book here is very deep. It's called One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish.
Do we have any Danzig comments in the chat room?
He probably did that for like Headbangers Ball or something.
El Duderino said Danzig loves to peg whores at O'Pussies with his bricks.
Can anybody get? I think I said it before. I don't know if anybody heard me. Can anybody guess how tall Danzig is?
4'11"?
No, come on.
No.
I'll say 5'6.5". 5'6.5".
So my height?
Around there, yeah.
Rob.
Five.
If you Google it, he's listed at 5'4".
Okay. Oh,
yeah. I believe it.
Yeah, it was not.
But he's like a box.
He's my head.
Like he's
how wide is he, though? He's
so
like,
wide.
He's like 5 foot wide.
Yeah. He's basically a human chode.
A Sith.
Yeah.
Is that mean?
No, that's a very accurate description.
Is it a chocolate chode or is it the other chode?
It's a licorice chode.
Figuratively and literally, he's a human chode. Sid's left testicular cancer guessed that he is 1 foot 5 inches tall.
Possibly.
He's a figurine.
I forgot that there's been so many crazy Danzig things that I've actually, there's a category just called O Danzig. Just because of all this crazy, like if you just go to metalinjection.net/O-Danzig, it's like all the ridiculous Danzig stories.
Is that like O Pussy? Yeah.
Just a, like there's Danzig at a Japanese grocery store. Glenn Danzig says he would have played Wolverine less gay than Hugh Jackman.
I remember that.
That was a...
The thing, like, there's few people like this, but with Danzig, like, a picture of him doing any normal thing is automatically hilarious.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
that was...
It's like that blog, Goth in Hot Weather or something like that.
Yeah. I remember I talked to somebody at his label, and they were telling me how upset he was about the kitty litter photo, because it's like...
He really loves cats.
It's like, what was I doing? I was just, I can't even go to the supermarket and everyone's just, I have a cat. I have to get kitty litter.
Get Fresh Direct. Come on.
It's like, it was
hire someone to get the kitty litter.
It was just like, oh my God, Danzig is human.
Cat feeling.
Yeah. It's like, you forget.
And I mean, really, he can't complain because he's the one that cultivated the image that he has.
But hold on, not only that, but like, you know what it is also? It opens up this whole, like, not only is he buying the kitty litter, but he's going home and be like, oh, Mr. Snuggles, I want your kitty litter. Yeah. So there's like a whole thing that comes with it. It's not just him holding it.
Yeah. That would be the creepy thing if he didn't even have a cat. Like, what the fuck is he doing with that litter?
Stockpiling kitty litter.
He's making bricks out of it.
Yeah. Motherfucking bricks.
It all ties in. So he gets his voice like that. He gargles with kitty litter.
Yeah.
The clumping kind. It's tough. Fresh step.
Spent a lot of time on Danzig.
Worthwhile.
We'll take a caller. 361.
Something a woman has never said.
361, you're on the live cast.
Wait till I show my books.
Well, to shoot down the metal talk, because I can't stand a metal podcast talking about metal ever at any point. Oh, wait, Danzig doesn't count as metal. Never mind.
What's your name?
It's Justin from Texas.
Okay, Justin. How you doing?
Hello. Pretty good. I actually had a question for you, Rob.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Since we're both procurers of the mastermind that is Chromio, what are you thinking of his new album?
His new album? It's a duo, you jerk.
You're not that much of a...
Hey, well, close enough.
Crocateur, whatever you said earlier, which is not a word.
Croquemont.
Crocateur?
I play croquet with Chromio.
Of the man named Chromio. Show some goddamn respect for that.
School
and the teacher went around, he was the Crocateur.
Well, what do you think of Chromio?
Well, I haven't had a lot of time with the record because it just came out this past Tuesday.
You didn't go see him last night?
I saw them two nights ago, actually. Okay. The night after I went to see Gojira and Mastodon, I went to the same venue to see Chromio.
Wow, that's a mix.
Completely different crowds, needless to say. But I like
it. Wearing mesh shirts, one wearing iron.
I wore a deep V.
What?
It wasn't a sequence covering
a regular V.
How deep inside was the V? Was it like one of those Borat sleeve bikinis?
Yes.
Oh my God.
A man thong? No, it's just like a t-shirt with a V.
With your hair sticking out?
It goes all the way down to his belly button.
No.
I'm picturing Rob in a leotard at the moment. It's disturbing.
Well, that is what I'm wearing today, but that's not what I wore.
Oh, Jesus.
I like it, and I like the album, and I like the new songs live. They're fun. So, yeah, I dig the new record. It's called White Women.
Mm.
Why?
It sounds like a Wayans Brothers movie.
Yeah.
sounds like something I thoroughly enjoy.
Charlie Grissot in the chat writes, "It's so cold in Rob's V."
That V-neck makes sure of that.
I got to say, wearing a V, it's like wearing... it's
the
like
best parody.
What I imagine is the equivalent of females wearing skirts because just the breeze, the draft.
Wait a second. Wait a second. I can look up Rob's V.
Woman wearing a low cut top.
Why no. There's no
so you're
chest hair.
Your chest to a woman's pussy.
Sure.
Did a draft come by and blow your skirt up?
I'll take a photo of this of my deep V.
Where
oh,
is
Jesus, no.
Yeah, I'll post it on the livecast Twitter.
This is not Pornhub. I am sorry.
Yet. Can we just pray to Jesus?
Yet.
Our Lord and Savior, I would like for Rob to overcome his crippling chromio addiction, and Justin as well. Also, when he wears a deep that it does not ride up his crotch. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Beautiful. It's good. I don't like the venue, though. I hate Terminal 5.
It's
the worst,
fucking place to see a show.
And just so hard to get to in it. There was a rainstorm.
Terminal 5, okay,
there
during Mastodon, they heat up that place so much because they want people to go and buy beer and stuff. But, like, it just became unbearable. I had to leave Mastodon early.
You go to the
and you know what's kind of crazy, though? The next night, it was the opposite problem. It was freezing. It was too cold. For the other people.
I hate Terminal 5.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Make it go away.
And also, it's like, you get off the subway and you just keep
walking. Oh, you have
walking.
To keep
walking.
Yeah.
It's like the
It's six avenues.
68 avenues, I think. It is. 68 avenues.
I basically thought about it. It's not a local show. If a band is playing Terminal 5, that's like a band playing Jersey. Okay, there will be a long commute to get to the show. It's not like, I could just pop in.
I'm just envisioning like our listeners who are like in Nebraska or some shit listening to this right now, and they have one venue in their whole fucking state.
Yeah,
they're
really.
Like,
yeah.
Keep playing.
Or not even. Like, people have to drive. I always see when we post tour dates, like, fuck, I guess I'm driving 8 hours to do the show.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I'm complaining about, like, a 15-minute walk.
Yeah, really.
We have a lot of fun here. It's not very well lit. It's really hard to see the stairs.
And they only had PBR at the bar.
To explain to people who are not from here, Terminal 5 is a rather, I think, a 2,500-person music venue.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
It's
three levels.
All the way on the west side where no trains are, and it's three levels. And basically, if you're there, chances are you're going to be watching the band on a TV. How all live music was meant to be.
Unless you're Charles Rob.
And the worst thing about it is you're standing there for 3 hours. Then to get back to the train, you have to walk six avenues uphill.
It's far as shit, I was with my friend Jenny and one time and we were walking back. And all of a sudden, like about halfway through, she was just like, I can't do this. And she just got in a cab and left. She was like, I'm sorry, bye. And I saw her out the window.
Wow.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? She
taking
just,
you
like,
with
left
her?
Me. I was like, damn, Jenny.
I have.
There's a bus.
After that Mastodon show, I took a cab to the train because I didn't want to walk.
You did?
Wow. Yeah, I was like, fuck it. Well, it was like $7.
Shit.
Fine.
There's
it's
a bus.
Really far. And also,
wait for it.
Not only is it far. But there's nothing along the route.
No.
Yeah.
Like, it's all car dealership.
Didn't somebody get, like, murdered on the way home from a Terminal 5 show within, like, the last year or two, I feel like?
I
think
probably.
So.
I don't know. That seems like a very affluent area.
I will say, though,
there's nothing there.
The one benefit to working in music is that I've never actually paid to go to Terminal 5.
To further our privileged conversation.
I would never be paid and hang out
with
the
peon. I did pay for the Chromio show, though.
And I'll only go backstage. I shan't be bothered.
Yeah, if I don't get a VIP pass. I did have a VIP pass for the Mastodon show, which made it way more bearable. There was no VIP area. And there were seats. And you could see while sitting.
I try not to get spoiled about shit like that, but they are sending me to punk rock bowling this weekend. And I was like, guys, please, can you send me like the highest fucking level clearances? Because I just want to sit down somewhere. It's like all day in Vegas outside.
And you don't want to pay $7 for water.
Yeah,
at least they'll have water.
Just like, let me.
Are they supplying you with your own shoes or do you still have to rent? Lame.
Bring me my metal injection scepter whilst I watch this concert.
Yeah, I love like how you say that was the only thing that made the show bearable. Like you were forced to go to these kids listening would kill to go to this show.
You're right. It was a great show. It was a great show.
It was mildly bearable.
because there were chairs backstage.
Rob, it wasn't backstage. It was side stage.
You feel like you're getting soft, Rob. I'm a little bit, but I'm also getting older.
Look at what?
I don't know.
First of all, I'm getting much harder because I'm hitting the gym. Mm-hmm. So I live.
Wait, you need to get to the next level, bro.
I feel like I do. My biceps are not getting any bigger.
But do you feel like you're... I'm a little bit going to shows just because, like...
I am so jaded on shows.
Yeah.
Also because I feel like... And this just... myself saying this, like, I've seen all of the bands already. So it's like the uniqueness of it is worn off.
Maybe pick less shitty genres.
Well, that's why I'm going to see Chromium.
That's on tape, Rob. Yeah. What would the 2004 Rob say to you about all this?
2004 Rob would be so annoyed because 2004 Rob loved going to shows, right. But also 2004 Rob, I believe, still lived with his parents, so going to a show was way better. Than hanging out at home.
Any excuse to leave the house.
Yeah. I think it also has to do with having your own place.
Nice now. You
don't want to leave your own place because you've made it super comfortable for yourself. Whereas if when you live with your parents or have like a roommate or something, it's just nothing again. I'm just saying
it's not necessarily comfortable for you.
Oh no. It's very comfortable living together. I'm not saying our situation specifically. I'm just saying something like that would make you more likely to.
You were home all
leave.
The time.
I'm not saying ours. Like, if I had a...
Jesus. It's so offended.
This last week, I went to more shows than I did in, like...
What'd you go to?
Last night,
I went to two in a row, which...
Oh, that's
like, or
that's
Friday
good.
Night, I did that Friday night.
The last time I did that...
And then I went to White Castle after both to reward myself.
Wait, was that White Castle from last night?
No. That was fresh White Castle. Only the freshest for my middle friend.
Quote, unquote.
So I went to four shows, and, like, Terminal 5 was, like, just the worst. It was the one where I had to leave early.
Yeah. What other venues did you go to? The Acheron, right?
Right.
Oh, wait, when were you at the Acheron? I was there on Thursday night.
On Wednesday night.
Oh, fuck. We just missed each other. Dang. What did you see at the Acheron on Wednesday?
Xevious and Trioscape.
Xevious is a band?
Yeah.
That was an arcade game. An old arcade game. Is that what they named that for or something else?
Actually, it was the first time I saw them. It was the drummer of Dysrhythmia, and he was amazing.
Is it with an X?
No, it's Z-E-V-I-O-U-S.
Okay, then it's different.
Cool. We miss each other by a day.
Who did you see?
Saw my friend's band. They're called X-Friends. It's the guys from Plow United. That was good.
No, okay.
Can I just tell you a story?
Yes.
So I went to the bar, and I got a Tecate. And they serve.
I got a Tecate.
I mean, I don't know if I'm saying it wrong or right. But anyway, they give you a lime with chili salt or whatever. So
paprika?
No, it was a chili salt.
Okay.
So I squeezed the lime into my beer can, and I wiped the salt on the rim, and then I took my lime, and I put it on the bar on a napkin, right? And then the bartender came, and she cleaned it up. And then I saw that my... my boyfriend was holding his, so I took his and I put it on the bar, and she's like, you know, there's a lime shortage, so if you don't want the lime, you could just say that you don't want a lime.
Like,
it's
no.
True that there is
to lime. Be fair, though, they're really expensive now, yeah. I've read.
And she's like, it's like $1 a lime, so...
Or how about they ask you before giving you a lime,
yeah,
hey, do you want
exactly.
A lime?
Yeah, exactly, and I squeezed it just because I didn't swallow it.
Mm. What the fuck do you want with
your
fucking
let
lime?
Let me take this home and bury it in the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't give
you
out
know,
fucking
you should
lime.
At least compost your lime.
That's something
they're very
fucking,
expensive now.
Have a little funeral for the lime at home.
So, like, she was so like adamant about it that I was a little afraid.
Why did the bitch give you a fucking lime then?
Yeah.
You could do whatever you want once you pay for the fucking lime.
Also, I feel like lime is it's like a luxury. Like, that's not a default item. I don't know.
You
ask,
should have been,
ask if you want the lime.
You should have been like, I know that they're that valuable. I was tipping you with the lime. You're welcome.
I heard Ronnie Radke waste lime.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I just want to say there's a full-on Dangasm going on in this chat here.
What happened? Hi, guys. By the way, I love your readers. They're way nicer than the people who read my articles.
Oh, Dan, before the show ends, I really liked your Do They Actually Suck column this week.
Oh, man. Thank you, whoever that is.
That was Chocolate Croissant 95.
Thank you, Chocolate Croissant. Thanks, man. I have like seven more of those lined up, so I'm glad you read it.
And then we have Liberace says, Dan is awesome.
Thanks, Liberace.
Sid's left testicular cancer says, chant his name, and then they all started doing it. Daniel. Dan. Rabba Dana, Rabba Dana. They love you. Now, by the way, this is not the first time. Every time you're here, the chat
I like your reader so much more than mine. Mine are so mean.
They're very polite right now. Yeah. Usually they hate our guests.
Oh, here's one. Dan greater than sign Sean.
Oh.
This is competition.
I was telling my coworker Fred that, like, you know, it's like sometimes I come on the Metal Injection, and he's like, "What do you guys talk about?" And I was like, "Oh man, it's really therapeutic because they'll take all the mean comments that I get and they'll read them basically like the comic book store guy from The Simpsons." It's amazing. It's like really therapeutic for me.
We should have done that
next time. I have no shortage of them. So next time, actually, it's funny because I did that "Do They Actually Suck" thing, which is what I do. Is I take two bands that are like universally hated. And I'm like, "Hey, do they like really suck, or do we just say, or are we just saying, assuming they suck?" And I like really like try to explain why they suck. And so I did one with Insane Clown Posse and Dave Matthews Band. And this one girl, I guess I said Insane Clown Posse was much worse, but I guess one girl didn't like get the rating system. So I just get like a string of tweets that was just like, it started out and it was just like, "Hey, fuckface."
Ah!
It was like, "I guess you must have had an agenda here." Like, and then she was just attacking me for a bunch more tweets. And then I respond. I usually don't respond, but I responded and said, "But I said that they were better than Insane Clown Posse." And she wrote back. She's like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." Like smiley face emoticon and everything. Like,
heart.
I didn't read your article, but you're a fuckface.
No. Fuckface.
So this was an enraged Dave Matthews Band fan. Oh my god.
I'm wanting to see if any. So far, that's really the only one I haven't really gotten a lot of like. I think so far I've hit those two and Mumford & Sons and Nickelback, and I haven't really gotten anything bad yet, but I'm sure
I will. Does Nickelback really suck?
You know, I didn't think they sucked that bad because their music is just boring. Like, it just doesn't – it's boring, you know? But, like, and they're not like – like, Insane Clown Posse is ridiculous. Like, there's fucking misogynist and, like, disgust – like, they're, you know,
but they're
violent.
Also evangelical Christians.
Who is?
Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that just adds to that. But, like, oh, yeah, I did know that because that fucking miracle.
Shangri-La is basically heaven.
But so Nickelback is just kind of boring. Like, I get that, like, they're, like, the most hated band, but, like, they don't look, like, now that that dude cut his hair off, like, they kind of look just like normal dudes, and they don't, like, do anything really stupid. They just kind of are boring. Their fans are terrible.
They just make radio rock.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what the backlash was, that why is such a boring band so successful?
But also, like, maybe some of that came out because, like, everybody's hating on them. So I don't know. But they've sold 90 million records.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I think that's a...
Or 50 million. Right. 50 million.
I can explain it for me, and I agree with you. I agree with your assessment. I don't think they're nearly the worst band ever. But there's such a large gap between how much they sell and how bad they are.
Yeah. Sure.
How bland they are, I should
say. Maybe that's the thing. It's like when you're that bland, you're just like a catch-all for people who like crappy music, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I think what I said was that they're like a grunge band that has no edge to them. Mm-hmm. They're like an arena rock band that should just be playing in a dive bar. And they're like a Christian rock band that forgot to make references to Jesus. You know what I mean?
Very
like,
good point.
Wait, are you talking about Nickelback or Soundgarden?
Yeah,
you don't like Soundgarden?
Eh, they're all
right. Come on.
I just wanted to make an offensive joke.
Nickelback, though. Yeah. Boring. Just boring.
Yeah.
I think I rated Mumford & Sons worse than them. Because I learned about Mumford & Sons. They, you know, they do that, like, Americana folk shit.
They're
like,
British, right?
They even got nominated for, like, a Grammy for Americana album. And, yeah, they're a bunch of, like, British aristocrats. One of the dudes is like a British hedge fund manager. He's like one of the richest men in England.
Really?
And it's like, I'm just playing this like blue collar American stuff. Like, fuck off, you know? So I think they're worse than Nickelback, personally.
When I first heard Mumford & Sons on the radio, I thought it was Dave Matthews' Band.
I mean,
their vocals sound sort of similar.
I did Dave Matthews' Band too.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying.
Another guy that's just like, he's written the same song 100 times.
Yeah.
And he's just some white dude.
And he's some South African, right?
Oh, yeah.
Both bands deceptively foreign.
I would love to hear Danzig cover.
They need to do a season of one of those shows like The Voice or something, but with like washed up rock vocalists.
Yeah.
I think they're living it right now.
Like, wasn't there some VH1 thing about a boy band like that? It's just a bunch of washed up boy band members in a new boy band.
I want like rock singers degrading themselves.
Example.
Danzig.
Oh, okay.
Put Danzig on The Voice.
Who's on with him?
We could have Danzig. We could have James Hetfield.
Somebody said they're so popular over here.
Who's where?
Is that Josh?
Mumford & Sons.
Oh,
God.
But, like, who likes Mumford & Sons? Like, your mom. You know, like people's moms who listen to the radio. Like, who really
the
like,
people who live in Williamsburg now?
No, no, you're wrong. No.
Like the mom and pop Chromium. Hipsters.
Nah, I disagree.
The
with
hipsters
that.
With kids.
Liberace said.
Okay, fair enough.
Dan is ripping on all the music that Rob likes.
I don't like Mumford and I've never gotten. I can't even identify a Mumford and Sons.
Well, maybe.
But I don't really
song.
Like folk. I like the funk, not the folk.
I like folk sometimes. It's done right.
Like who?
You know, I like what like Tim Barry and Chuck Reagan or all the old punk dudes are doing now, doing folk shit.
But if you didn't already know them from their old bands, would
probably
you give a shit?
Not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
But yeah, it's not bad. But it's also not as ornate as Mumford & Sons.
What's a Mumford & Sons song?
The one that goes like, I will wait for you. That's literally the only one that I know.
Like a stone.
This is very earnest.
And I fell heavy into your arms.
Oh, okay.
Which one's the hedge fund manager? The singer?
The banjo guy.
Oh,
like one of the eight
sake.
Banjo players.
Didn't we sing they're like married to some actress or some
oh,
shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She, somebody that, yeah, some actress. Fuck is it? Not one of the ones whose like husband died, right? Not like the widow of, I don't know. Oh, no, because whoever it is, they've been together for a long time.
Ugh.
So, Rob, besides the Muir, what's popular in Metal Injection? Like,
Mumford & Sons.
How do you guys get into the Mumford & Sons business?
Well, there was a big hoopla over Cannibal Corpse being announced for the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Right. Which I dipped into quite a bit, the Juggalos.
Yeah, but it's just like, chill out, everyone. Cannibal Corpse probably are getting paid very well, and there's a crossover. They Cannibal Corpse and St. Cloud Posse basically talk about the same shit, raping women.
You know, by the way, like Coolio was Coolio played Gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah,
and he got a Juggalo tattoo that's misspelled.
I asked
him about it. I said, like, hey, like, don't you have a misspelled Juggalo tattoo? And he was like, no, bro, I didn't misspell it. He's like, you know in rap, right, we use like a C when it's spelled with a K. When it's spelled with a K, we use it with a C. So I didn't need two G's to spell my Juggalo. Like, I'm the original G, like, or something like that.
Good
cover.
You could tell he's been called on this shit like 25 times.
Yeah.
There was a video from Australia about some lifeguards who rescued...
Oh, yeah, I'm all into that.
...members of Black Veil Brides, and... They initially
thought were women.
They
right.
thought they were women initially, because of the long hair.
Were they disappointed?
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't
I mean,
you be
why
disappointed
would you
rape
a drowning person if it wasn't a woman?
Especially if you knew that their band sounded like that.
Yeah, if I knew that their band sounded like that, I would just let them stay out there.
Be even
you
bigger
can't
heroes.
Come back in until you promise to stop making music.
Yeah. Just hold their head underwater. And
oh, there's this really, there's this new band called King A10.
Oh, yeah.
From Michigan, and some guy got the K in their logo scarred on himself. Like, he ripped the skin off his leg in the shape of the K. And I initially was like, oh, this is bullshit. This is a Photoshop. Like, who would like a band so new, like, so, they're... barely out of Michigan.
Was the guy
well,
in the band?
They're big in Michigan, though.
Yeah, they're big in Michigan. There was some kid in Michigan,
those
and he was
crack.
Just like, oh, it ain't no hoax, man. It's called skin peeling, a form of scarification, he said.
Yeah, yeah.
And, and then he kept going like, you don't understand, bro. King A10 is not just music. It's a way of life.
This guy
lifestyle.
Does this, like, every year. Bro.
And I was like, oh, so are you in the band? Oh, because he goes, if anyone wants on the internet wants to talk about it, they can catch us on Mayhem Fest. I'm like, oh, so what position do you play in the band? He's like, oh, I'm not in the band. King is a lifestyle, a family. I would die for any of them. Why? Why would
like
you do this?
Thing.
It's just the thing of the
like?
Week. He probably has like a snakes on a plane tattoo thing.
But it's not even a tattoo. It's a scar. Yeah.
Well, like carving.
Like a germs burn.
Yeah, in the comments he posted another photo of the car. It's just,
is
come
it
on,
a good
bro.
Band at least?
Yeah, who is this band?
Do you want to, I could,
they're like a very violent band. Detroit band that's just like, the chorus is like, kill them all!
They just sound like... we're like, and I think try to kill us all, but we won't let them. If I should fall, tell my mother that I tried, and I'll do the same for you if you die. They're managed by Slipknot's manager. There is no backing down. It's time for Roadrunner.
Yeah. Fine, I guess. If you like Slipknot, then alright.
Then it's your lifestyle.
Really? Have you guys seen that that guy? I think he got arrested or something. The guy with the face tattoos who did that song.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's
I wrote
that guy's
about
name?
That.
I'm like,
Ronnie Radke, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Hold on.
I'm looking at it.
Lil
it's
Wayne?
Like solemn.
It doesn't have his thing on it.
I wrote about it. Hold on.
Of course you did.
That's right.
Why do people get face tattoos?
This guy.
Solitary Son. That's the guy.
Yeah.
You're stupid. He's in jail.
One time I was looking at like popular pictures on Instagram, and there was this guy that looked like a skeleton. So I clicked on it.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
And there's this guy who has like the insides of his body tattooed.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
An exomorph.
He wanted to look like one of the villain kids from
the
Karate Kid.
He was on a makeup commercial. Like they like put skin makeup over his like skull tattoos and like made him look like a regular person.
Stupid.
Like, look how good our makeup is.
I mean,
but this idiot looks normal.
Yeah. How does that guy pay his bills?
By doing those makeup commercials.
Yeah.
Or what was?
Okay, that was one.
He's
makeup
probably
commercial.
In tattoo magazines.
Yeah,
probably
true.
Works at a tattoo.
So they pay people.
He's
money.
A hedge fund manager, actually. Yeah. Who plays banjo on the side?
What was that? Oh, have you guys heard of Stitches? That might be outside your wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah. I played this for Darren this week, that new rapper.
My coworker just did a feature on him. He, like, talked to him.
Oh, he's a real person. He's only, 19 or
what's
something, right?
This one?
He
has a song called Brick in Your Face.
He's a crunk, white crunk artist.
He has scars that looks like the Joker scar.
Isn't there a guy named Shlomo who's doing the same thing?
What?
Oh, I think this guy's
like
name
a Shlomo rapper.
Now
what you gonna do with it? No. Now what you gonna do with it? He's just carrying an AK-47 this whole video.
Yeah. Talking about selling coke bricks. Now what you gonna do with it? Now what you gonna do with it? I'll put that brick in your face. Now what you gonna do with it? Now what you gonna do with it? Now what you gonna do He has an AK tattoo on his
face. Yeah.
This whole thing is just repeating the same thing the whole time.
Yeah, he has some flow.
This is better than that other band that's
Falling
coming
Falling
Sounds like Mystical.
Sounds like DMX.
Yeah. You guys, I'm sorry, I know a lot of rap cover it. I don't myself usually write about rap, but somebody made this amazing thing where they took all of the rappers' lyrics over like the course of like 20 years. And they made a graph of, like, who, like, what rappers use the most, the highest number of unique words.
Yeah, yeah, I saw
and
that.
And, like, number, at the top was, like, you know, Ghostface Killah and that. And
A$AP Rocky.
Very, yeah, A$AP Rocky was at the number one.
Yeah.
And the very last one was DMX.
Yeah. Ah.
He whoops a lot. That doesn't
Yeah, that does not count.
Oh, wait. Let's go back, because I want to play the my favorite part of the Stitcher song came up here. Could you turn it on? Set your girl up a blow. One hit.
I love selling blood. I love selling blood. Just publicly saying he's a coke dealer.
It's art,
but like screaming,
acting, passionate about selling blood.
Well, blow was the first.
What
thing
you gonna do with it? Oh, I'm down with Stitches.
When is he playing Lonesburg?
I'd be rolling with his posse.
Rob's going to come in next
Although
week.
I'd probably get shot really quick for saying something wrong or being like a tool.
You'd make a joke and he'd, what the fuck you said?
Rob, you need to roll up one of your pant legs.
I'm wearing shorts though. Does that have the same effect?
To put a bandana around your knee or something.
Do you think I'd be able to wear my deep V's if I'm in Stitch's crew?
Guys, I know
I only have one deep V. It was on sale at H&M. Oh yeah, I do need that.
I know it's my first day in the Stitches posse, guys, but I just want to ask, is it okay if we wear deep V's tomorrow? Like, what if we all wear them?
Yeah.
How
many would that be our thing. Like, how many gangs
let's
wear
deep
V's?
Fridays. Let's do that.
Clayton is in the Stitches posse.
Fruity McGeege.
I've never heard of that. I feel like we should just change the name of this podcast to the YouTube Swapping Podcast.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say change it to Fruity McGeege.
Fruity McGeege. By the way, I just see the back. I just see, like, the back of Rob's computer, and every once in a while, there's, like, flash of light.
Yeah. Oh, that's the video.
From this video. Watch, watch, watch.
I'm going to have a stroke.
It's like a little strobe light on it.
Rob's twerking.
Rob's twerking on the chair.
First time I ever saw a man twerking was right here.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here on that note. It's been a pleasure having Dan Ozzie with us.
Love you guys.
Thanks for sitting in. And thank you to Adam D of Killswitch Engage for calling us up.
And saying a prayer with us.
Mm-hmm. Putting his brick in our face.
And if any listeners want to get to the next level, wink, wink.
Liberace said when Rob says he loves selling blow, he's just inviting people over to the glory hole.
There's no sale.
Yeah. Got to pay up front.
It's for the love of the game.
Alrighty. Pay up, pay up, pay up.
I love selling blow at the glory hole.
Doritos.
All right. Should we play our Danzig parody to get us out of here?
Sure.
I think that's a good way to...
Either that or the Amur rap diss track.
Let's see if I have the Danzig. I don't have this. Do you have the parody, Darren?
Thanks again to the Metal Injection listeners for being way nicer than the very punk kids that I normally deal with on a day-to-day.
We'll see you next week, everybody!
To give you pants. And this is how you treat me.
We'll go to Old Navy. You can buy me some pants.
Oh, I have so many good pants ready for you. You're going to look so beautiful. All the Russian girls are going to love you. It's going to be so great. All
right. Great. I'm very excited.
Just stand up straight a little bit more, please.